Welcome into Scoops with DannyMac.com, and it's our weekly visit with Ben Fredrickson of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. A little different take on today's visit with Ben. It's our year in review. The top plays, top moments, top people, and a look ahead at what could happen next year in the year of sports in St. Louis with Ben Fredrickson. This is brought to you by the National Children's Cancer Society, Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill, Hair Saloon for Men, Ryan Kelly Schnucks, and we're coming to you from the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios. Want to remind you, very special event I'm a part of to help battle childhood cancer is coming up. The 7th annual Evening with the Cardinals. This year, the featured guest, Cardinals Hall of Famers, Jim Edmonds, Chris Carpenter. In the past 6 years, this event has raised over $1.3 million for families battling childhood cancer. Special feature has been added to this year's event, and that'll be a VIP conversation with the president of baseball operations, John Mozeliak. An evening with the Cardinals will take place on January 26th at St. Louis Union Station Hotel, the Grand Ballroom. There's a private photo session, silent auction, dinner, cocktails, the Q&A with Jim Edmonds and Chris Carpenter. To be a sponsor or to get your tickets, this will sell out. Head to thenccs.org. That's thenccs.org. Coming up, fun visit, a look back, look ahead at the year that was, the year that will be, with Ben Fredrickson of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch.
Hi, my name is Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. I was born and raised in St. Louis. My team and I pour our hearts and soul into this community. Our job is to offer the best mortgage loans for this town. We are here to support anything that's good for St. Louis, and that's why our team firmly stands behind MLS for the Lou. Enjoy the podcast.
It's a Friday on Scoops with Danny Mac, and it's a Ben Fred Friday, and we get a chance to visit with Ben Fredrickson of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch and KTRS Radio. And it's right before we celebrate the turn of the calendar and the new year, and this is a chance to go over some of the biggest stories in sports in St. Louis. Ben, as always, Merry Christmas to you and Happy New Year.
Likewise, Dan, and always fun, and look forward to recapping what has been a wild year in St. Louis sports. It never seems to be anything different, but this year especially.
What was your biggest story of the year? What did you take away?
I mean, I think it has to be Cardinals, right? I mean, it always is in this town, and there were certainly some big stories that have happened outside of Cardinal universe, but anytime the Cardinals make a change at manager, it's a big deal. Mike Schilt is only the 50th Cardinals manager in the team's history. They don't make these changes lightly. So I think the transition from Mike Matheny to Mike Schilt for me kind of is the one that takes the cake here. You saw why with the Cardinals surge under Schilt. You also saw why it wasn't just the manager when you saw the way the team kind of plateaued in the final season. Cardinals are really excited about Schilt. I think a lot of folks agree with that, and I'm optimistic about his ability to lead this team back into the postseason. But the pressure on this team is unlike any that we've seen in a very long time. And we're talking about more than a decade since this team has missed the postseason in three consecutive years. And Schilt knows what he's getting into here, and he's not backing down the pressure. He's saying he wants to win World Series here. And that's plural. So a lot of eyes will be on this season. A lot of eyes will be on Schilt now that he has that interim tag stripped off entering a full season and has a chance to run spring training as he sees fit.
Yeah, I agree with you. How about the biggest newsmaker in St. Louis in 2018?
Yeah, I thought about this one. I'm going to go with the Taylor family. I think, their efforts to get the MLS effort up off the mat makes them a name that's going to be talked about a lot this year, but also in future years. They feel like they're in pretty good shape entering the latest round of expansion. And without the, investment from the Taylor family, without the leadership of Carolyn Kendall Betts and Andy Taylor, you'd be looking at, an effort that really pretty much died at the ballot box. The change for public funding and getting that money in there, I think, is going to be the difference maker here. At this time a year ago, there wasn't a chance for MLS to say yes to St. Louis. That chance had been negated by the polls. And now entering this year, entering the quest for the 2018, they have that chance. They have a good chance. I feel like they think they're in pretty good shape.
With hundreds of wines and craft beers to taste and culinary delights around every corner, you're not going to want to miss the 17th annual Food and Wine presented by Schnucks. January 25th, 26th, and 27th at Union Station. St. Louis Food and Wine presented by Schnucks. Be a part of the largest food and wine show in the Midwest. Schnucks Certified Wine Specialist and Cicerones will be there. Tickets available at stlfoodandwine.com. Thanks to Schnucks.
How about the toughest story to cover in 2018 at St. Louis sports?
Well, I thought about this one, and kind of on a light note, I'll go the Blues because they're just such a mess. I looked this up this morning, and it's startling that their record now is basically what it was when Mike Yeo got fired, yet because they've won a few games in a row, then everyone's talking about them bouncing back. I mean, that's kind of the state of the Blues this year after all of this offseason adjustments and kind of needle moving additions, so much optimism to start. They get to this point so fast, and now the season almost looks lost. But in terms of difficult journalistically to cover, I would say that the SLU basketball fallout from last season, not this season, SLU has managed to turn the page on the departure of multiple players after the Title IX investigation. But as a journalist, that one was hard because SLU was so determined to keep details of that covered up, and not necessarily just to cover it up, but because of Title IX and the rules that take place there, it was so hard to get information available about what was happening. And we heard from fans constantly about why don't we know more, and you know, they have to know that so many efforts went into getting that information. And really, you get to a point where the school will not release information, things are not released by the law authorities, and the only people whose story it is to tell are the people who are involved in the case. And if those people decline to talk, and all of them that we've been able to contact have, then there really isn't much to do. So that, for me, journalistically, was the toughest one to cover.
Good point. How about the newcomer in sports in St. Louis?
Oh man, I guess we got to go back to Schilty, right? To me, that he is having a chance to put his mark on this market, and I think we're learning more about him as we go, and I think people are going to like him the more they find out about him. This is a guy who, I'm not kidding, Dan, and you know better than anybody, he's just as happy to sit around talking ball as he is to be at an event or to be in a suit and tie in front of the camera. He is, I don't want to diminish him in terms of his qualifications for the job. He's put a lifetime of baseball into this to earn this opportunity, but when it comes to what type of guy he is, he's an every guy, and I think that will come across as he becomes more comfortable in his job. I think it's already starting to come across. He just likes talking baseball, and he's obsessed with it. And he's, you're just as likely to find him, you know, up watching a game than you are doing something out on the town. And he's pretty much a homebody who's obsessed with baseball, who it's in his blood, and I think he's really going to resonate with Cardinals fans as they get to know him more and more.
Reminder for Blues fans, you can join the Blues and see all their games. It's Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill, their 11 area locations. Hat Trick of Savings, great food and drink specials during every Blues game, including their Bud Family beer specials, Jack Daniel cocktails, the Blue Sampler appetizers, the Blue Note Bombs, and the all-new Golden Bread cocktail for $5, only at Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill. And don't forget, need a haircut like Ben Fredrickson or some of his colleagues? Think about Hair Saloon for Men. Founded in 1997, they now have 16 locations in St. Louis. I go there, take both my boys there. You'll receive the perfect haircut. Complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and a mint, complimentary shoe shine, all for $22. And that's at Hair Saloon for Men. Now, you didn't laugh at that, Ben. I guess you don't need a haircut.
Subtle shot noted. Yeah, I'll just mark that down and save it for later.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Like if I can get a coupon or a gift certificate or something from you, maybe I'd go once in a while.
$22 is pretty affordable. I think you can handle that.
I need a raise from Scoops.
Okay, we'll work on that, too. let's talk about the best game or moment in St. Louis sports in 2018. What did you have for me there?
Well, can I go recency bias?
Sure.
and say Bragging Rights, the game that just here at the Enterprise Center? I know it, but in terms of the grand magnitude of sports, maybe not the biggest, most impactful game, but to me it was hard to overlook what it's like to have this rivalry back and mattering again. Look, both teams weren't ranked in years past. They have been. That's when it's truly been at its best. But you're looking at two teams that are starting to find, I think, some meaningful traction under their new head coaches in Konzo Martin and Brad Underwood. You've got some real bad blood there between the Mizzou players who have ties to Illinois, and that fan base, those when those two collide, it's one of the best rivalries around. And Konzo Martin said after that win, he said, I think this is our biggest rival right now. And that speaks to a couple things. A, the SEC has not done a good job of creating real rivalries for Mizzou. And that's just something that has to happen over time. But B, this one against Illinois matters. And it matters in part because you've got those two coaches, Brad Underwood and Konzo Martin, clashing for recruits all over the St. Louis area and beyond. So to me, I guess just because I was just there, but that jumped out to me as a game that really felt fun. I haven't had as much fun covering a game as I have in that one in quite some time.
Luke Hughes, we are St. Louis.
It's happened. It's now open. Lou Fuse Jeep, Highway K, O'Fallon, Missouri. The first standalone ground-up Jeep store in the country. Largest Jeep inventory in St. Louis. If you want a Jeep, Lou Fuse Jeep is the place to go. 22 service bays, accessories, apparel, state-of-the-art facility. Lou Fuse Jeep, Highway K, O'Fallon, Missouri.
Lou Fuse, we are St. Louis.
Final question will be, who will be the, or what will be the biggest story you think in sports in 2019 in St. Louis?
My goodness, we got a lot, man. What do the Blues do? They've got all this money invested in this new look team, and now it's looking like they're going to have to shake things up a little bit after Armstrong has not once but twice called out the core players on the team when firing a head coach. You've got the MLS effort to land a team. I think the biggest one for me, as we started with, comes back to the Cardinals and their push for the postseason. And primary to me in this one is Dexter Fowler. I think, and I'm not exaggerating, I think that could be the biggest headline in 2019. How do the Cardinals handle Dexter? Does he reward their faith in him? Does he bounce back? That's a huge story. If he does, does he struggle? If he does, that's another huge story. To me, he's the biggest question mark on a team that's desperate to get back into the postseason, and there's going to be a ton of attention based on his every strikeout, his every hit, his every play made and not made when it comes to spring training and beyond. So not to pin it on one guy, but I think that's the biggest newsmaker in terms of who's going to be the guy that we pay most attention to as the calendar flips.
Happy New Year, Ben. We'll talk to you next Friday. Thanks so much.
You too, my friend.